Sagt der Heilige Mischner weiter, man sagt, dass man verstehen, die Perik hei Mischner Gimel Kerem Revai. Beshamiyam, the Beshamiyam say, Ein loy choymish. You want to redeem the pay rise? Unlike Meister Sheni, you do not have to add a choymish. In regard to Meister Sheni, if I look at my payers and I say, am I going to get all this to Yerushalayim? Well, I could redeem it for money, take the money to Yerushalayim, but I have to add a choymish. Say the Beshamay, that's by Meister Sheni, not by Revai. You do not have to add a choymish. Wait, by Meister Sheni, only the Bailim have to add a chaymish. If someone else is paid, he doesn't have to add a chaymish. So by Kerem Levi, we're talking about the Bailam or we're talking about someone else? And the answer is no, the Bailam, even when the Bailam redeem it, the owner redeems it, he does not have to add a chaymish. Furthermore, another difference, say the Bishamai, between Kerem Levi and Meiser Sheni is that the Ein Loi Beer, there's no din beer, there is no chiyuv to be mevayer his payros when the time comes. That's only by Meiser Sheni and not by Kerem Levi. So when do you have to be mevayer your payros? Like beer or chametz? What does this mean? What kind of beer is there by Meister Sheni? All right, so we'll learn this, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, in Perik Hei Mishnah Vav, this Perik. There the Mishnah will tell us about the mitzvah of beer and how beer is performed. But for now, just know when it comes to Meister Sheni, a person has to be mevayer from the world during year number 4 and 7 of the Shemitah cycle. No such din by Kerem Levi. Psilam and the Basil say, Yesh Loi. Kerem Levi does have the din of Chaimish, and it does have the din of beer, just like Meister Sheni does. Now the Beshami say, if you look in the Pasuk, Chaimish and beer is only mentioned by Meister Sheni, not by Kerem Levi. But the Basilel connect Kerem Levi to Meister Sheni through a Gzeres Shava. You have the word Kaidish by Meister Sheni, you have the word Kaidish by Neter Levi, and that teaches us that what applies to Meister Sheni is also true for Neter Revai. If Meister Sheni has Chaimish and beer, so does Neter Revai. Vaiter Zakta Mishnah, the second Machloik Yisir between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai Yom and the Beis Shammai say Yeshli Peret and Yeshli Oilis. Peret and Oilis, if you, perhaps you remember from the Sechtes Peya, are part of the Matnas Aniyim, the Tanis that we leave for the poor people, but they're mitzvahs that apply to vineyards. Peret is if you have a single grape or two grapes that fall from the cluster of grapes as you're collecting the grapes. Oilois are the clusters of grapes that have very few grapes on them. Our different sheet is exactly what it looks like. Whatever it is, the Torah says, if you own a vineyard, don't take these. Leave them for the poor people. The Beshameh say that mitzvah applies to Kerem Levi as well. Your grapes of the fourth year, the same way it would apply to your grapes the next year from the fifth year and on. According to the Beis Shammai, Kerem Levi is considered mamon bailim. It belongs to the person. Well, if it belongs to you, then you have to give the matnas aniyim from it. So wait a second. So these aniyim come, and they're going to take, let's say, this single grape, because they're allowed to take it, but it's Kerem Levi. What do they have to do with it? And the answer is they have to do what the bailim would have to do with it. As the Mishnah says, v'aniyim poiden la'atzman. The poor people are going to take these peret, the single grapes, or the different kind of clusters that are matnas aniyim, the peret and the oilis, and they're going to redeem them for themselves and bring the money to Yerushalayim, or bring the peres to Yerushalayim. Whereas u'besilim, the besil say kulei lagas, it all goes into the wine press. The owner of the vineyard can take the whole grape harvest and put it into the wine press. He does not have to leave over the peret and the oilis for the poor people. The besil will hold that Kerem Levi is considered Mamon Givaya. It's not yours. It's something that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore there's no peret, there's no oilis. You take all the grapes, the regular clusters of grapes, the single grapes, the grapes that don't have normal clusters, put it all into the wine press, bring it up and eat it in Yerushalayim, or redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim. But the din of Matnas Aniyim are only by fruits that are yours, not by things that belong to Givaya. The fact that the Basil used this lashon, send it all into the wine press, some say, Rav Moshe talks about this, Grada, is to teach us that this is what we would like you to do with it. We would actually like you to take the grapes and turn it into wine. That's a greater shvach for the mitzvah. The Torah refers to it as hilulim, a lashon of halel v'shira. So chazing over our Mishnah, no doubt, both Beis Shammai and Basil agree that Peiros of the fourth year and Maaser Sheni have some things in common. You have to take them up to Yerushalayim or redeem it and take the money up to Yerushalayim. But are they totally similar? The Mishami say, no. When you redeem Kerem Avayah, there's no Chaimish, and there's no Mitzvah of Beer, which we'll learn about later. The Basil say there is a Chaimish, and there is a Mitzvah of Beer. The Mishami say, there's regular Matnas Aniyim, because it's considered yours. There's Peret, there's Oilis by the grapes. Again, Peret are the grapes that fall off the cluster as it's being picked. Oilis are clusters that aren't developed properly. You have to leave it for the poor, and they have to treat it like Revai. They have to either take it to Yerushalayim or redeem it. The Basil say, these grapes are not considered yours. It all goes into the wine press.